Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
So Tara, thank you very much for volunteering to be a demo subject here for the Clear the Screen Anxiety Clearing Protocol. Can you please tell me a little bit about what the acute anxiety is that you have right now?
Panic attacks, I guess, and fear of driving.
Is there a specific event that you have panic attacks around? Fear of driving, I'm assuming, is every time you get behind the car. So that's more the wheel of the car. That's more general.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a specific event maybe that you have the panic attacks around.
I had a horrible allergic reaction that nearly killed me back in 2019. So now I panic whenever that I think I'm having another allergic reaction when I'm not. Does that make sense? Or is that not my intent?
It's a little general. I'm looking for anxiety around an event that has an end date. So an anxiety is about the future. So something that's happening in your future that has an end date, for instance, the last day of January or Saturday night or something like that. Do you have an event that's coming up that is causing panic attack or causing anxiety?
I wouldn't say necessarily. It might be a little bit different.
Yours is sounding more like general anxiety, which I fully acknowledge. And we would use timeline therapy to support you in releasing that general anxiety.
Yeah. Mine is on a day-to-day basis, self-talk to go and actually drive to an appointment or.
So if it's to an appointment, do you have an appointment coming up in the next couple of days that we could release the anxiety around driving to that appointment?
Well, yes.
Okay. So what appointment do you have in the next couple of days?
I have physio tomorrow.
Okay. And what time do you have to go to physio tomorrow?
10.
Okay, 10 a.m.?
Correct.
And you have to then come home at 11 a.m.?
Be home around 12:30. It's
okay.
2 hours.
Okay. So let's just say, 12:30 p.m. Okay. Okay, so let's work with this because you see how that has an exact end time?
Mm-hmm.
So this tool, as I said, it works for acute anxiety that has an end time. We're not stopping you from ever experiencing anxiety again. Remember, anxiety is a messenger. It serves a purpose. We want the anxiety to come, and then it just reminds us, you're thinking about the wrong thing. Let's have you think about the right thing. Okay? And so we're not stopping you from ever feeling anxiety again. What this is doing is giving you a tool that you can use as needed whenever anxiety comes up in your life, in order to release it from your body in that moment so that you can keep going with your day. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you can't OD on this. All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being low and 10 being high, what would your anxiety be around driving to this appointment tomorrow?
Like 8.
An 8. Okay. Right. So what we're going to do here is, first of all, have you ever done any timeline therapy before?
No, not timeline therapy.
Okay. So I'm going to guide you through a process of eliciting your timeline so we can find out where your timeline is. And wherever your unconscious mind says it is absolutely perfect. Okay. All I need to ask you to do is just follow along with my instructions. Because remember, your unconscious mind is the coach and I'm the guide. So are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Excellent. And are you willing for us to make this change today in your unconscious mind and for you to be consciously aware of it?
Yes.
Excellent. And other ladies, feel free. You can do this exercise alongside me as I'm guiding Tara through it. You can do it for yourselves as well, okay? So feel free to play along. So after I elicit where your timeline is, Tara, I'm then going to take you on your first float above your timeline. And so again, however your unconscious mind plays along, it's your imagination, is absolutely perfect. All you need to do is follow my instructions, okay? Perfect. So Tara, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say it's from right to left or front to back or up to down or in some direction from you in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past? To what direction would you point?
Behind.
Perfect. And your future, what direction would you point if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your future?
Forward.
Beautiful. Okay. So now we are going to take you on a first float. And in order to do that, I want to make sure that you are out of your thinking mind and in your body. And so I want you to just go ahead and close your eyes. And I want you to take three nice deep inhales and exhales as you drop out of your monkey brain and into your body. Good. And I want one of those to be a so I can hear that breath expelled from your body. Beautiful. Good work, Tara. So now would you bring to mind the directions that you just mentioned? And do you notice they imply a line?
Yes.
Perfect. And you can go ahead and keep your eyes closed if it's easier for you as I take you through this process.
Okay.
And as I say line, I don't mean to imply only visually, because in a moment I'm going to ask you to float up above that line. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float up above your timeline is perfect. So can you now just float up above your timeline? Just go on and allow yourself to float up above your timeline. And now remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Back behind you into your past. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now float toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past. And now float all the way out into your future. All the way out into your future. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now I want you to float up higher. Float up so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long below you. Float up higher and higher and higher and higher. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now float back to now. And float down into now and come back into the room and open your eyes. How was that?
Good.
Good. Awesome. You're doing great. I love how you're following these instructions. So all of this is the setup. With all of our work, the setup takes longer than the actual technique. The techniques are very quick. So our next step here is I want you to think about driving to your appointment tomorrow and coming home again safely, and it all going perfectly. That you feel comfortable behind the wheel and it all goes exactly as you want it to go. So I want you to think about that in your mind and bring up a picture of the perfect drive for you to your physiotherapist and the perfect drive home again. And just focus on coming home again so we get the whole journey, okay? Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So now what I would like you to do is I want you to float up above your timeline again. Go ahead and close your eyes. Float up above your timeline. And I want you to go out into the future to 15 minutes past the successful completion of the event about which you thought you were anxious. So you're home again now. And tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Good. I want you to turn and look towards now along your timeline. And now, where's the anxiety on that scale of 1 to 10?
2.
2. Good. Notice how it's dropped so much already, from an 8 to a 2. I want you to just turn around again, and I want you to think about the perfect drive. I want you to think of the sounds that you'll be hearing. Maybe it's music you're listening to. I want you to tap into how you're feeling, your home safely. I want you to really pump up that picture so it's really powerful for you. And tell me when you've got that powerful picture of feeling great and successfully home from your appointment.
I have it.
Perfect. And now turn towards now and tell me, where is the anxiety at now?
0.
Congratulations. Yay. Good work. All right. You can come back to now. Amazing. So in a short amount of time, less than 5 minutes of the actual technique, we got your anxiety from an 8 to a 0. Simply by shifting your focus. Focusing on what you want instead of what we don't want. And again, because of our programming, we will often go to the fear. We will often go to everything going wrong. And the anxiety is showing up to say, hey, Tara, stop thinking about that and think about the perfect outcome. And when you focus on that, the anxiety can actually leave your body because it's done its job. It's brought your focus on the negative to your attention and shifted to the positive. Powerful, right?
Yes.
You're feeling better in your body?
Yes.
Excellent. Congratulations. And thank you for being our demo subject today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.